Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams, here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three on this Friday. The studio has been completely co-opted right now. Their mics are not turned on yet because I don't know that I can trust them yet with a live mic. But no, let me turn those back on real quick. We got an audience here. I mean, so right now I've got Amy from Rainbow City who brought in like a pack of Trump's 2020-24 signs saying "Take Back America," and she's standing here just dominating the cameras with her Trump 2024 signs. I've also got Emily Jones from Moms for Liberty, and I guess technically you both are. And then our own Lee from Huntsville, who has even hosted this show, sat right here in this chair that I'm in
many times now.
Yes, you have. Lee from Huntsville, Amy from Rainbow City, Emily from Madison. Thank y'all for being here today. How y'all doing?
Wonderful.
Everybody good?
Excellent. No complaints.
Except that you're suffering from an injury from the gym right now.
I'm just old, yeah.
So, first of all, a gym injury does not qualify as old. All right.
But when you can't walk straight and you have to walk hunched over.
So you walk like Biden right now is what you're saying.
I am. Support the Biden.
All right. Well, glad y'all are here. Very good. Yeah. And by the way, you guys, I know y'all are in town because Gadsden every month has this thing called First Friday, which mm-hmm. is very cool. I can't tell you how many times I've been out there, campaigned out there. You can meet people from all over. But you guys are out there doing the Trump 2024. Come get a sign, get T-shirts. Are you wearing a tutu?
I am.
You just moved the signs.
It's so cute.
That is.
She got a patriotic tutu.
You can't miss her.
116 Broad Street. You can come get your sign and T-shirt.
In the 100 block of Broad Street, downtown Gadsden. By the way, they got bands on like every other corner. They've got food trucks. They got hot rods. They got all the stuff.
So, fried pickles.
They got fried pickles.
That's all I'm here for.
Forget the Moms for Liberty stuff. I'm here for the pickles. All right. Well, we're glad y'all are here. Amy, you going to hang out with us the whole time?
No, just a minute.
Oh, okay.
Go get the tent set
up. That's how we can bring a chair in for you. All right. Listen, and I hope that the weather prevails tonight for you. All right. In the right way. All right, ladies. I'm switching gears. I'm in dipper number three. I want some. Now, we talked a little bit about it during Butters and Lee with Lee mm-hmm. from yesterday. But first of all, let's just start dissecting the war on women a little bit, which is in like fine form at the Olympics right now.
Yep.
Now, I'm a dude, but I'm mad. All right. I'm a dude, but I'm also a dad. I'm a dad of a young lady who, you know, played sports in high school and all of it. And I cannot imagine what it'd be like to be that young Italian female boxer who trained for years and then was told your competition was a guy. Uh-huh. Give me some thoughts. What are you seeing? What are you thinking?
I just think it's bad. Like, this situation is bad. Don't get me wrong. But how did we get here? Yeah. How many people sat down silent for years, decades, that got us to where we are today? This didn't happen overnight. Mm. It was a lack of action from our communities, our country, our everything.
Our churches.
Especially.
That got us where we are today. I mean, I think that's my, like I said, the situation's bad and it frustrates me. But what frustrates me more is this has been going on for so long.
Yeah.
And we just sat quiet and let it happen. And now we've got a woman getting beaten in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which, you know, some countries you go to jail for that. But apparently the Olympics, you can get a medal.
Yeah.
Your thoughts?
I think that as Christians, especially, and you mentioned the church, we were preached at for so long that tolerance is the answer. And honestly, I believe you give an inch, it takes a mile. And that's how you look back and go, how did we get here? Because it's push, 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 push. And you keep stepping back. And what we have to have tolerance for is Jesus's heart. That's it.
Okay.
That's great. I mean, that's just how I feel. And I think that watching that woman work her entire life, because my closest friend was an Olympian. And watching, you know, she knows especially how hard you have to work, how many, you know, hours they're putting in, split schedules, morning, afternoon, sometimes school in between, depending on how old they are. They're putting in 10, 12 hours a day. They're doing nothing but school or just all out training and sleep. And that's it. And they do that for year upon year upon year upon year to get to that point. It's the culmination of their entire life. And then to have a man come in there and knock you silly Or at least, I don't know the situation there. It's all still very fuzzy. But if this person's testosterone levels were too high to compete the year four, she shouldn't, or he or whatever, should not have been able to do that.
Yeah, and he's one of two, by the way. There's mm-hmm. two men competing in the female boxing events, and one of them fought today and won.
Of course.
Yeah, and
they'll end up fighting each other.
And, you know,
and then progress. You won't have anyone.
Yeah.
Progress.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're either going to have men's sports or men who think they're women's sports.
Yep.
That's the two choices. I mean, you have a granddaughter. She's coming up. What if she chooses to go into sports? I mean, it's.
Well, I can tell you right now that, yeah, my granddaughter, Emmy, it's just her world and we all live in it. And I'm pretty sure that she will have one of those personalities that will lay waste to somebody. But it's still not right.
No.
It's, I mean, and to me, one of the most heartbreaking moments of the whole thing was when the young lady, the boxer, the Italian boxer, who she got in the ring. Apparently, she was being told by people, "You don't have to do this. Don't do it. Just protest by not even getting in the ring." But she got in the ring because she is a fighter.
Right.
She got in the ring because she had trained to get in that ring.
Right.
But then she, 45 seconds into it, 46 seconds, whatever it was. She threw up her hands and then broke down in tears. And I look at that and I do not fault those tears. That was not the tears of a coward. That was the tears of someone who was so frustrated mm-hmm. that everything they had worked for was trashed by people who have the notion that we can just blow off science and pretend that something that is not is.
Yep.
Well, I mean, testosterone is a big, you know, it's what makes men what they are. And it makes them strong, makes them have, you know, bigger muscle capacity, thicker bones, bigger lungs, it's that's why we have separate sports to begin yeah. with. And I'm just afraid that if we see this to the very end, it will be the end of women's sports, period.
Well, it already is.
I mean, yeah, it's headed
you're
in that
about
direction.
To give a gold medal to a man yeah. and say,
and you're going to have
you're a winner
fighting,
for women boxing.
You're going to have two men fighting for the women's division. Yep. It's true insanity.
It is absolutely insanity. It's you know, the world is turned upside down in some ways. But here's the thing, we're not unaware I'm proud of the fact that we are not unaware and staying silent. But right now, the people who are allowed to make the decisions have had influence over the moment, and we've got to reclaim it.
Yeah,
that's where we are. Right, this is one of those watershed moments. I called it yesterday in my monologue an inflection point. Mm-hmm. This is an inflection point where you have to decide if you're going to curve the inflection point backwards or let it continue going the other direction.
Yeah,
and it's going to take leadership.
Yeah, well, and it's going to take our country, the country as a whole. Like, I got it. The one girl could have said, "No, I'm not fighting." But that's not going to change anything. Now, if the United States says, which, I mean, current regime, it's not going to happen. But, you know, if the United States says, "Hey, we're not participating in the Olympics until y'all fix this," then we're going to start seeing change. So we got to have leadership, to your point, at a very high level from top to bottom.
Or at the very least, we're not participating in that event.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're going to taint the event with an agenda driven opportunity for someone who pretends he's a woman. And I'll be honest with you, I'll flip it around. I don't think that women who believe they're men should compete against men
no.
either. I mean, just it's okay to have some bright lines in life.
Yeah. Well, it's like the swimmer, right? The female yeah. that claimed to be a male and wore a male swim uniform.
No, really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
By the way,
I'm sure they had a really large attendance at those swimming.
Lord, did you see where Mike Tyson offered to fight the person and to donate?
I would pay money for that.
To
women's shelters.
I mean, let's also keep in mind that Mike Tyson has a bit of a checkered past with women. But that aside, I mean, he did a little time yep. in jail yep. for, you know, roughing up women. But I think in this particular instance, I would pay to see
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I mean, I don't care if he's 60 something years old. That would be a bloodbath.
Dude's still stout.
Yes.
Yeah, yes.
Dude is still stout.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. And him and that face tattoo, I'm pretty sure he'd come in and do some damage. All right. We are going to take a break right now. That ran through fast.
That was
anyway,
fast.
I'm in a studio that I do not control right now. I have ceded all control to the invasion of Moms for Liberty and women who just know their own mind who are in my studio. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just slinging some truth bombs up in here. I mean, y'all, saving the world one soundbite at a time. I'm in a studio filled up with Moms for Liberty type people, and not the least of which, by the way, is Amy from Rainbow City, who's standing here with Trump 2024 signs. She's about to head out to First Friday here in Gadsden, and going to be having signs and T-shirts and all that available, and wearing a red, white, and blue tutu, which Woo! I did not expect. And you move those signs, I was like, she got a tutu on. Anyway. Thank you all for being here today, by the way. Hey, all right. So back to our discussion, the war on women. So just to set the stage here, Alabama's Attorney General Steve Marshall has been one of the legal warriors, in my opinion, helping fight the good fight on this issue. Mm-hmm. Revising Title IX has been just, in my opinion, one of the most epic forms of cacistocracy that I've ever seen. It is an overreach on the government's part to just take an existing law and then reimagine it. Which is what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They're reimagining it to say that, oh, by the way, Title IX, which is designed to protect women and the women's right from discrimination and women's right in sports and all the and women's rights and educational opportunities and yada, yada, yada. Let's reimagine that to mean women and those that believe that they are women, even though they're not. And suddenly Pandora's box is opened. And if you're a school anywhere in the nation, yesterday was the day when that Title IX revision was due to go into effect, and suddenly you could risk, I mean, literally, you could risk losing your funding for free and reduced lunches from the federal government, those funds, to help poor kids eat, because you got teachers that don't want to use the pronouns that a child says they want used.
Without parental consent.
Without parental consent. Yeah, exactly. Like, forget the parents. They're secondary here. Right. The government knows best. All right, all that to say, Title IX, Steve Marshall, it got dicey for a minute because they filed suit. Steve Marshall leading the way on behalf of multiple states. It got they filed it for injunctive relief, which basically means the court would put a stay on things while the case works its way through. And the Alabama judge that has the case, Judge Axon, I believe, mm-hmm. from Alabama, yep. Northern District of Alabama, Judge Axon denied the injunctive relief, which shocked everybody.
Yep.
That's a Trump appointee.
Yep.
And so they immediately appealed to the 11th Circuit. I feel like I'm laboring through this, but they immediately appealed to the 11th Circuit. And the 11th Circuit said, Axon, you're wrong. Guess what? Everything's enjoined. And so they can't implement it here, but they can implement it in other places. Mm-hmm.
So they can't implement, and this is a question, not a statement.
Right.
The stay, mm-hmm. I'm trying to make sure I use the right legal terms, that only covers us through Wednesday, right? When we have to file the appeal?
No. The stay is, my understanding is, no, first of all, the stay is in effect, like 26 states are stayed right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not everybody. Right. There's multiple lawsuits going on.
Right.
Sometimes a federal court will rule on behalf of any and all similarly situated people nationwide, right? Sometimes they'll put a stay in effect just for those that are affected by the actual membership of the case itself, the parties right. in the case. All right. In this particular case, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, I believe.
South Carolina.
And South Carolina joined. But there's other suits. So 26 states are currently stayed. And my understanding is, depending upon where you are, that is through the life of the case. In other words, while the merits of the case play out, they can't implement the new law on those parties.
Even Alabama's?
Even Alabama's.
Okay. That's not what I had heard, so that's very different.
Okay, if there's a detail within that injunction, I can't imagine an injunction being in place for a few days. There's no merit in that. Because
Susan had said it was temporary.
Okay, I don't think so. I think this is going to wind up being, okay. It's temporary in the eyes of the court because it means the case plays out first.
Okay.
It's not a permanent injunction forever and ever, amen. It's not like a restraining order that says you can never show up here again.
Right.
This is the kind of thing that says during the pendency of the action, until we see the merits of the case adjudicated, this is going to be enjoined. And that's where we stand on this issue right now.
Okay.
All right, Lord, I just felt like I could continuing legal ed for doing that right there. But all right, so here's the bottom line. Title IX. You guys, I happen to know personally, are very active on the concept of saving Title IX.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I know you got some others you've been banding together with to do some things. What is the answer? Well, first answer is Trump gets elected. Yeah, I guarantee you, Trump gets elected, this all goes away.
100%.
I mean, for them, I think they'll still keep coming over time. I don't think they'll ever stop coming for it.
Oh, they'll try.
Yeah.
They'll try. Let them sue from the background if they want to. Right. But good luck with that. But where do you see this going, though, in general? I mean, so saving Title IX, what is this? What is this? I mean, is this like the Olympics on big spread right here? I mean, is this?
It's so much more than what people realize. Because we think of Title IX in the sense of what it's always been, which is, that was a very Kamala Harris comment, in the sense of which it's always been.
Oh my gosh, unburdened by what has gone before us.
But we think about it in terms of women's athletics, and this rewrite is anything but that. It deals with, there's no male, female, it's whatever you want to be at any age. So, you know, kindergarten, if Bobby wants to be Sally, he's Sally.
You don't have to have a diagnosis.
No, there's no documentation from a doctor. You don't have to be diagnosed as gender dysphoric. Parents don't have to sign off on this. It's literally a kid decides they want to be something different, therefore they are.
A kid who can't tie their shoes. Uh-huh. A kid who can't legally drive, vote, have a drink of alcohol, or all smoke cigarettes or anything like that can still change their gender in the eyes of the law.
Yeah. So it's bad, but it goes beyond that to... Any employee of the school can have a Title IX violation filed against them for things they do outside of work. So if a teacher goes to an event
outside of work,
if a teacher goes to, I don't know, a Moms for Liberty town hall where we're saying Title IX rewrite's horrible, don't support it, a colleague can file a complaint against that person and say they're creating a hostile work environment.
Shut up.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Well, they're what your First Amendment do.
Right. So everything with the Moms for Liberty lawsuit, which is separate from everything you've mentioned, that's what it goes back to, is this is really a First Amendment violation because you have chilled speech, which was a new term to me.
Yeah.
And what's the other one? Gosh, we say it all the time.
Compelled
speech.
Chilled speech and compelled speech. Yeah.
And if you're like, say... you have a child in school, you know, say high school, and they can have another student can bring a charge against them. It will be investigated by this Title IX coordinator, and they can have actual discipline, and they won't even know that it's happening.
All right, listen, we're going to continue this conversation right after the break, but this is next generation wrong right here. I mean, this is writ large, and they're not just rewriting the law; they're rewriting culture.
Yep. Yeah.
All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, in the studio, Moms for Liberty and all that. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about, Alabama. Y'all, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee. And even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, before we go back to our discussion on the war on women, let me just remind you guys. So for like the last almost month now, I've been talking about one of our newest advertisers, Inspire Advisors. Inspire Advisors. Man, these folks are so cool. Inspire Advisors. Listen, I've got an audience out there. I know you ruffians out there. A lot of y'all are the kind of people, obviously, that stand up for what you believe in. But you're also the kind of people who are probably setting aside, trying to invest in your future. A little something for retirement, and you may be shocked to find out sometimes your portfolio can contain things that are absolutely the opposite of what you say you believe in. You may have things in there, the companies you're investing in, that you're unknowingly investing in abortion or pornography or even human trafficking issues. So let me just suggest to you that maybe you need to meet Paul Breyer and his team at Inspire Advisors. Look, Paul Breyer and Inspire Advisors, they are experts in what is officially known as biblically responsible investing, or BRI. So if you want to meet with them, look, they'll sit down and meet with you for free in person. They'll look through your portfolio, help you out. There's no upsell. There's no charge. There's no trick. They'll just show you what you've got, tell you what you might want to be aware of, give you a free impact report, and help you find some biblically aligned alternatives if you want to. The bottom line is this. You want to know more about biblically responsible investing? Contact Paul Breyer, Inspire Advisors. You can find them on their website, which is www.moneypatternwealth.com. That's moneypatternwealth.com. rightsidemedia.com. You can also just, I mean, you can just find them on our website. Go to rightsidemedia.org, rightsidemedia.org. Click on the Right Side Radio sponsors. Go to their logo. Takes you right to their website. Look, here's the bottom line. Biblically responsible investing, y'all, that's just like financial freedom, all right? It's godly. It's conservative. It's Inspire Advisors. Check them out. I would appreciate it very much. All right, I am back in the studio now with the gang. All right, I got the whole gang in here. Just waylaid me. Just came in here in force and took over the studio. Hey, I got something right here, by the way. Daily Wire. Daily Wire. Trump promises to ban men from women's sports and end Biden's Title IX rewrite on day one. I believe he would too.
I think he would.
I do too.
I think he's fed up with it. It's a winning issue.
It is a winning issue. Mm-hmm. That's a great point. Mm-hmm. There's always going to be fiscal issues. There's going to be foreign policy issues. This is a cultural issue that cannot be ignored.
Yep.
And I think that we would ignore it at our own apparel. So I'm glad to see he's addressing it head on. And I believe he would. I think there would be an executive order in one of those leather portfolios sitting on his desk when he walks back into the Oval Office and looks around and realizes he's home.
Yes.
And then sign that bad boy. Yeah. And be done with it.
Yeah.
And can we do away with the Department of Education while we're at it? That's where this came from.
I'll just wipe them out.
Metaphorically. Just close them down.
Metaphorically.
Just
metaphorically.
Just let me clarify.
You're not talking about a JDM landing on the rooftop? Okay.
You know how Reagan said the closest thing to eternal life is the government office? Well, I think that we can make a change in that one. We can close that one down.
Yes. Put it back in the States.
Well, during the break, we were talking about what it's like being in other countries. And the very idea that somehow or another we're considered intolerant because we just don't want to see the dissolution of women's rights in this country. Whereas around the world, here we are, we're giving aid to the Taliban right now. I can tell you, I was telling you during the break, I'll tell the story real quick. In Afghanistan, when I was there, I personally, I'll never forget this. I stepped out of my safe house, living among the people of Kunduz province. I stepped outside of my safe house one day, and I see this little raggedy car coming down the street, and it catches my attention. So I look over at it, and there's an old Afghan guy with a long gray beard and a turban on. He's got a goat in the front seat next to him and a woman wearing a full burqa in the back seat. So the woman took the back seat to the goat.
The goat.
The goat's a girlfriend.
While wearing a burqa, no less. But my point is, why do we want to screw up what the rest of the world can't even figure out? What we've got it going on, Title IX's in place. Why screw it up?
Money? Crazy? Evil? I mean, there's so many answers to that. I don't know. Nothing logical.
Well, if you have a Republican, you know, as long as you can keep it, well, we can't keep it when we make decisions like this, because I think we're, you know, destroying ourselves from within.
Well, we are. And I think that is a classic. We are destroying ourselves. I mean, if you look at the fall of Rome, the classic indicators of the fall of Rome, we see some of them in modern society here in America right now.
Oh, yeah.
Open borders, polarized government.
Extreme perversion. And that happens in the fall of every big society.
Yeah.
They eventually get to
attacking
death
children.
Of children. Yes. Yeah. Killing children. Extreme perversion. I mean, it is what it is.
All right. So let me ask y'all something. So, all of us have had a chance to meet Riley Gaines. Mm-hmm. You guys had her come to your dinner in Huntsville. I was proud to be there that night. It was a great night. And she is sharp as a tack. In fact, I went not knowing what to expect, because you see somebody who's got their media moments and you wonder, what are they like in real life? She was sharp as a tack, man.
Yes,
awesome.
And she's got an incisive wit. I mean, when she says stuff, it's like, oh, I wish I thought to say it that way.
Yeah, she's very insightful. It's amazing at such a young age how aware she is of the world around her.
Extremely poised.
Well, I consider her to be an expert on the topic of what we're discussing right now. She's also lived through it, because she had the whole Leah Thomas thing,
yep.
Right? But one of the things that she's advocating for right now is that female athletes should just boycott the event itself, not even get in the ring, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we've seen some pretty impressive, like young, like high school athletes, track athletes, who basically showed up and said no, and then turned around, walked away, and abdicated their right to win because they were competing against guys.
They're getting punished, though. They're getting punished further, like with more, there's extending punishments for doing that.
So here's my question then.
Mm-hmm.
What is the answer? In the case of the Olympics, should she have gotten in the ring at all, the young Italian boxer? Should she have just said no from the outside of the ring?
I struggle with this answer. Like, I do, because don't participate. Participating, just you become part of the problem. I get it, but also you work so hard.
It's a pinnacle.
So I go back to my very beginning comment. Why are we not saying no? We're not putting these young girls in these positions. Where are our churches? Where are our parents? Where are our community leaders and saying enough is enough? We're going to protect these young women. But we're not. Like, I mean, the ones in this room are, you know, there's a handful. It's becoming more of a thing for people to speak out, but still not enough to stop it.
The Olympics should have made that call. They should have not kicked it.
They should have, but they
punted
didn't.
It. Right. They didn't. And that's because I think that's cowardice. They want to put the responsibility on the individual sports and their governing bodies.
Okay, but in the absence of a governing body that has a brain, in the absence of a governing body that has an actual spine, is the answer then to stay out of the ring entirely and boycott the moment? And I've got a thought on this, and I want to poison the well, so I'm going to come back to it. But Riley says, and I think Riley's sharp at the tack. Riley says, stay out of the event. Don't even give them their opportunity. Just step back from it. Is that the answer?
I think it is, but I totally understand why she did that. Because
I don't think I would. I think if it were me, because I ran track in high school, I think if it were me in that situation now, I think I would get out there and I'd walk.
Mm. Okay.
I'll participate, but I will do it in a way that is so disruptive to the rest of y'all. He does not get that spotlight. It will be on me walk. I think that's how I would do it.
I don't know how you
swim
do that in boxing,
and doggy
though.
Paddle.
Well, so here's the thing. Here's what I was going to say. The more I've reflected on that boxing match in the Olympics, this young Italian boxer, who people were saying, don't even get in the ring. You don't have to. I'm glad she went 45 seconds. And I say that because she brought more attention to the moment.
Yep.
Her tears of frustration after being pounded in the face are blows that did more for the moment than if she had stayed out of the ring. Because I think if she had stayed out of the ring, it would have been a blip.
Yeah, agree.
Oh, all right. Got to buy. You defaulted. But that's a shame. I got
true.
Move
true.
On.
I think as a whole, though, we have to start refusing to compete.
Yeah, I'm good with that
as
in
a
general.
Whole. I mean, I'm just talking about with everyday sports. Everyday, you know.
I have seen news happen, you know, where like high school basketball coaches say, my girls are not coming to that basketball game.
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm so sorry, it's not going to happen.
Yeah,
and I get that.
It, yeah.
But that's also a leadership moment for that coach.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In this case, though, that one moment, I do think, though, that one young lady getting in the ring for 45 seconds did more for the cause.
Agreed.
Than if she had stayed out.
Agree. Yeah. And I think we're heading to the place where we have whole teams not doing it. We're heading to a place where there's just not going to be a girls' team, a girls' sports, because Title IX is going to wipe that out because they're saying there's
the
no
Title
difference.
IX.
The new, the rewrite.
Yeah. Which is such a
There's no distinction
thing.
Between one team or the other.
Yeah.
It's just going to all be one. And then girls are going to get to the point of, well, I'm not even good enough to play if I have to mix in with the boy. I mean, it's just like when we played rec league basketball, right? Like, all five starters were the boys because they were the better athletes. So you're going to get to where girls just go.
They don't ever get started. My friend told me, well, I would have never gone into gymnastics had I known I'd have to compete against men.
Right.
Because you can't win. So she said, my career would have never started. It would have stopped she started when she was 4 or 5. She says, maybe it's something you do for fun, then you go on and do something else. But I would have never gone through the serious level of competition all the way to, you know, the junior Olympic team. She wouldn't.
Okay. So, what do you say to Megan Rapinoe, who believes that we're all just blowing this off and that she believes that this is okay?
She should go play against the men.
Yeah. She wouldn't have had her spot. She wouldn't. I mean, it's easy to say now that she's retired. She's just virtue signaling and trying to get the at a girl pat on the back or whatever. That's all that is. She wouldn't have given up her spot. No way. No. She would have changed her mind. But
is she not also the one that's complaining that she didn't get paid as much as her male counterparts?
Yeah.
Yes.
Who also had lower fan ratings, like people showing up in the stadium to watch her.
Yeah.
All the same. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And viewership and everything.
Just making sure.
They know, by the way, knelt down for the national anthem.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And has purple hair. I judge her.
All right, you guys, we're going to take a break at that point. We'll take the break. Last break of the day on a Friday. You guys, we're taking you all the way to go home time. Bill Williams, Right Side Radio in a studio dominated by domineering women. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just making common sense like a superpower. All right, I'm back in studio right now. The crew thinned slightly, but we still got we got the two ringleaders sitting here with us. So Emily Jones from Moms for Liberty, and technically you're both with Moms for Liberty because Lee from Huntsville is also an active member. Hey, so one of the things in the Title IX rewrite we've been talking about, the war on women, actually has also a bit of a there's a bit of a flip side to that. It does away with a lot of what are considered to be the due process protections that if someone is accused of discrimination, generally speaking, you're allowed due process. You're allowed the right to a hearing. You're allowed, you know, innocence until proven guilty. It's almost as if it takes it to a place of guilt until proven innocence. And it allows people in these educational institutions to jump to conclusions. And like we've seen on college campuses, like where, you know, was it the lacrosse team?
Duke
lacrosse team. They were just persecuted. And it turned out to be false. And because of that, during the Trump era, there was a mandate that Title IX had to have due process protections. Meaning not that you're innocent, but that you at least have the right to prove. Be proven that you're guilty.
And be aware of an investigation.
What's this going to do to it, though, if we have this kind of rewrite now?
So everybody wants to have this opinion. Oh, thank God I only have voice. I don't have to worry about this. Oh, you're dead wrong.
Yep.
Because they're going to get this from a totally different angle. When crazy little girl thinks she's a boy and she goes into the boys' locker room and she doesn't like how she's treated, she's going to then go back to being a girl and go file a complaint that your son sexually harassed her. And this Title IX coordinator is going to be the sole arbiter in the entire thing and make the judgment call and say he is guilty. Period.
And you're looking at suspensions, even expulsion.
It can even
loss
go
of scholarships.
To,
yeah, loss. Of, yeah, I mean, I'm talking about
they
high
can
school.
Even have they can even have legal actions drawn against them. So I sat through a training last night with Southeastern Legal Foundation, who's the attorney for the Moms for Liberty lawsuit, and they were walking through all this stuff. So I did not realize until last night that if this situation were true, that you know your son could actually have legal charges brought against him just because this girl goes into the locker room with your son.
And don't think they won't.
Yeah.
I mean, I can remember years ago, as part of my eclectic, maybe schizophrenic resume, is I used to work in an adolescent treatment center with troubled kids. And there was an allegation made by a troubled young lady who was there for psychiatric reasons on that, but she made an allegation against a member of the male, a male member of the staff. Not me, somebody else. But I got put on the review panel to assess and determine whether it was real. We all took it real serious. And then we determined she was lying. And I remember having this eye-opening experience of, God, there are people that will lie just and ruin your life and don't even care about the outcome. And they will. In the absence of due process, you're stuck with those consequences.
Or to get a settlement.
Do what?
Or to get a settlement.
Or to get a settlement.
It can be money-driven.
Well, and I go back to, and Laura can talk to this a whole lot more than I can. So you've got a 13-year-old girl that identifies as a boy and goes into the boys' locker room. You've got the situation with 13-year-old boys looking at her.
Yeah.
What about the coach?
That's a great question.
Because, I mean, you're dealing with a whole different set of laws there. That the coach is now going to be seeing this girl undress. And when, again, she reverts back to, okay, really, I'm a girl. And she says the boys did something. What about the coach that was in there and saw her?
And what do they think is going to happen with a locker room full of boys? What do they think is going to happen?
Right.
I mean, look at, I mean,
they know what's going to happen.
Oh, they know exactly what's going to happen. But you see some of the, stories like, you know, the ridiculous things happening in some left wing states where they're putting feminine hygiene products in the boys' bathroom.
Yeah.
What? But then they wonder why those containers are always empty.
Because they're putting them in the toilet.
Because they're putting them in the toilet and they're wearing them on their heads.
Exactly.
And they're, you know, they're
being 13-year-old boys.
They're being 13-year-old boys.
And they put the pads all over the mirrors. I mean, yeah, they clog the toilets up. Yes, at a family member school that they work at, that they've had to be out several times to deal with toilets being having a lot of problems from, you know, kids putting stuff in. Oh, yeah, this is not. I mean, you know it's coming. You know it's coming. But that family member did say, you know, I can't, as a Christian man, watch a female undress.
And shouldn't.
That's 12 years.
Yeah. And shouldn't.
Yeah. And shouldn't be have to. But at the same time, if you leave or you turn your back and don't watch it, you're not watching the boys. who could then do something. It's like you, it's a lose-lose.
But let me add to that. So same situation with the kids. Let's say a boy goes into the girls' locker room, 13-year-old, I'm a girl, and the girls go, I feel really uncomfortable. And Riley talked about this.
Yeah.
I feel uncomfortable. I'm going to go behind a shower curtain and I'm going to change. Mm-hmm. That boy can say she is discriminating against yes. him mm-hmm. because she is unwilling to undress in front of him. Title IX complaint.
And most middle schools don't have showers anymore.
No.
So there's really nowhere
there's
to
no
hide.
Privacy. Even if you wanted to, you can't because you may have a claim filed against you. So it goes back to the self-censorship and all that. You just don't do anything because you're fearful.
You know what we're looking at? Friggin' private schools we're looking at.
Amen to that.
Many schools don't have the children change in PE anymore.
I know.
They just do PE in their regular clothes because they don't want to deal with it.
But there's still bathrooms.
True.
There's still bathrooms. There's still... But that's it.
They don't want to deal with it.
They don't want to deal with it.
So what do? You rob children of opportunities left, right, and sideways because you don't want to deal with the fallout, however it is. So you take opportunities away from kids.
Yeah.
Well, the bottom line is this. Trump gets elected, we can see all this changed. I mean, if you remember back in the day when Target, this is back when I was in the Senate, and I actually was the only one who put up a bathroom bill in Alabama, and I got excoriated for it. But
it looks different now, doesn't it?
But that was in 2015, when everybody said, "Oh, you're just looking for a problem to fit your solution," you know. And I was like, "It's real, y'all. It's coming." Mm-hmm. Target was doing it. Target was going to make public policy in their stores, and then Trump got elected, it all went away.
Yep.
Because leadership matters.
Leadership matters.
And I think this election that we're looking at right now, this whole election is an inflection point.
It is.
Because we're in a camistocracy.
Oh, there's your phrase. I'm so sorry. She's been trying to say that the whole time.
Trying to say that the whole time. We got the camistocracy coming up if we don't be careful.
All right, you guys. Thank you all for stopping by. This is awesome.
It was fun.
Listen, you folks, have a great weekend. We're back here on Monday. We'll see you then. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.